it's not so much news that they have performances coming up. It's where those performances are that make them a big deal.
Normandy, France, and Paris.
Thomas Hardaway founded the 52-voice Texas Children's Choir and is taking them to France for a reason.
The commemoration of the D-Day landings in Normandy, France.
June 6th will mark 70 years since the invasion that began the process of turning the war around. It hadn't gone so well for the Allies till that point. They will be singing several times in several places.
To include a performance at the Omaha Beach Cemetery for the annual ceremony of peace at the town of St. Mary Glise. And then they've been invited to provide music for a commemoration of the remaining nine veterans of the 35th Infantry Division that were part of the that division that liberated the town of St. Lo, which was totally wiped out and devastated.
But there are even more performances.
And then they will be attending the 6th of June Presidential White House ceremonies on that Friday. And then finally, they'll end up with a choral and organ concert of sacred music at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris.
Hardaway says that children's voices can act on us in ways that adult voices just can't.
There's just something about the quality and the purity of those voices that really, I believe, make people want to change.
For more on the Texas Children's Choir visit to France and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.